everybody, Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen, Ray engineering and producing the show. On the other side of the glass, it is the 28th of June. The morning felt remarkably nice today. I hate to use the word even cool, but after what we've been through, I think this was like the first morning in at least a couple of weeks that it felt halfway decent here in Tucson. We are coming to you from Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. We've got our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com, and of course, kvoi.com. Got all of our podcasts, pretty much 6.5 years worth of our program archived on my website, buckmastershow.com, and you can archive that at any time. Our live line is now open for you. If you have any questions about Tucson Air Service, now would be a great time to call 790-2040 for your questions, comments, and if you have some suggestions, that's fine too. We're also on Twitter at Buckmaster Show, and we, of course, are on Facebook. Dick Grunzel is here. Dick comes in once a quarter. We like to talk about, get an update on Tucson Air Service in and out of Tucson International Airport. Dick is the Vice President of Administration and Finance. He's also the Chief Financial Officer for the Tucson Airport Authority, which under its umbrella, of course, has Tucson International Airport and Ryan Field. Dick, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, I think the numbers are looking pretty good since we saw you for our spring update. We are getting more passengers in and out of TIA.
Yeah, it's really been really about the last year. We've really seen a strong uptick in the numbers, and I think it's a couple of things. I mean, I think we've all seen the economy in Tucson picking up over the last year, so I think that's been helping. But we've also seen a lot of activity with the airlines with some new flights, and also a lot of the airlines on existing routes are just increasing the size of the aircraft and giving us more seats to various places. So, everything is going, really well right now.
I'm hearing a lot of good things, too, about the way the airport looks. It looks good. The interior refurbishing is well underway.
Yeah, the parts that are finished look fantastic. The new security checkpoints on the B concourses, which is American Delta in Alaska, opened a couple of months ago. If people haven't been out there, and they're going to just be surprised when they see it. It looks fantastic. It's much more roomy, airy, bright, just a much improved look. We've got some of our new concessions opening up, and the entire concession program is changing over, and the various locations are kind of opening up in phases. The new retail shops on both the A and the B concourse are now open, with Hudson News taking over those shops. They look fantastic. They have a nice Tucson look and feel to them, fantastic product assortment. I think people are going to be really happy, with what we've got here.
Hudson is pretty much a mainstay. They really have serviced airports really all over the world, and they do a great job. They have a lot of content, as you say, there, that from books to magazines and other things that travelers need.
They really do, and on the B concourse, one of their they've actually got two shops, and one of them is kind of a new concept that they've rolled out in a couple of places throughout the country. It's called Ink by Hudson, and when you look at it, it's just beautiful. I mean, it has the look of an old time bookstore, with brick, and it's just really fantastic. And the selection of books, I mean, you literally will not believe it when you walk in there. You think you're actually, walking into a regular bookstore that you might see in a downtown area somewhere. It's really fantastic.
So the numbers themselves, May was up, what, about 2.4%?
Right.
And what does that do to the overall then year to date?
Well, that leaves us May year to date up 5.6%. So, the other months have actually even been stronger than the month of May was. It's really across three airlines in particular where we're seeing the increases, being American, Delta, and United. Alaska is running about even. Southwest is actually down a little bit, but you know, really strong growth. And you know, it's really, you know, I think just the demand is increasing. You know, again, with the Tucson economy picking up, people are the airfares are still reasonable. The airlines have been adding a fair amount of capacity throughout the country, so that's been kind of keeping a lid on the airfares, which is good. So I think it's a, you know, both from a business and leisure standpoint, we're seeing a lot of good demand for air travel right now.
There's some new daily flights coming on board from Alaska, right?
Alaska, yes. They will be starting, currently serves Portland on a seasonal basis and then Seattle year-round. In late August, they'll be starting one daily flight to San Jose. And the Bay Area has really been one of those areas where we've been talking to all the airlines about trying to increase the service, because the service we have right now is limited to United Airlines flying to San Francisco. Depending on the time of the year, can be two to four flights per day. But it's generally been smaller aircraft, so there really is a lot of unmet demand to the Bay Area. Oakland would be nice as well, and also a destination we've been talking with airlines about adding service to. But you know, for now, adding San Jose is great, and the timing in this flight is actually, you know, a lot of times when we have new destinations, the airlines tend to be looking at it more for the convenience of the people on the other end, because they're bigger cities than we are.
Right.
This one is with Tucson in mind. The flights will be leaving Tucson around 7 a.m., getting into San Jose about 9:30 in the morning, and then the return flight leaves San Jose about 5:30 in the afternoon and gets back here at 7:45 at night. So in particular for business travelers, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better
schedule.
Well,
it's perfect. It's perfect for business travelers. And let's face it, there is increasing Silicon Valley, Tucson activity going on. We just had the head of Vector Space Systems on the program yesterday, and he announced here, Dick, on the program that there's going to be a $21 million capital infusion coming into Vector. That announcement, he kind of broke the story here on the show. That announcement's coming later in the week. But these are the kind of things. We're moving business travelers back and forth to Silicon Valley. That's a good thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's something that we've heard about. I mean, of course, you know, everybody knows, well, probably not everybody, but I mean, to some people it might come as a surprise, but I mean, Tucson really is a very high-tech, mm-hmm. City in terms of the businesses we have here. I mean, we hear from, you know, people at Ventana Medical, Sanofi. I mean, they need to get back and forth to Silicon Valley. That they have, companies they work with there. They have attorneys they work with
right.
there. I mean, so it really is an important destination for those high-tech companies.
And for those that don't know, you're within Silicon Valley. After you leave the San Jose airport, within 20 minutes, depending on traffic, you're going to be where you need to be. Sun Country, kind of, I think they're based like in Minneapolis, aren't they?
Yes, Sun Country, that is their main hub, is right there in Minneapolis.
They're coming back?
Right. They for several of our high seasons back in the 2008 to 2010 time period, they did fly here two or three times per week. And so they're going to be bringing back that service starting this winter, starting in December, December 21st to be exact. And they'll be making three flights per week back and forth to Minneapolis from here on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. And that'll be continuing through most of April. Minneapolis is definitely another one of those destinations where, Delta currently flies daily on a seasonal basis. And we've been trying to convince them to make that a year-round and even, more than once daily during the high season. And haven't been able to get through to them on that. So we're really thrilled that Sun Country sees the demand here and is going to be filling that.
And, you know, getting back to the numbers, so positive, this is what the airlines look at these numbers very closely, don't they? They break this stuff down.
They do. I mean, and all of the airlines are required to report, their passenger information, where people are flying, the fares that are paid. So that information is all out in the public domain. There are, companies that make a living off of, compiling that data and making it available through web portals and everything. So, yeah, it's all out there. and all the airlines are looking at it every day.
All right. Aeromar service to Mexico has, this is a positive, that they're going to beef it up a little bit.
Yes, they've already actually started. Originally, when they started, it was 4 days per week. They weren't originally flying on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, but now they've added Wednesdays. And that was really in response to requests from business people saying, hey, it's just, you know, too big of a gap between Monday and Thursday. If I, you know, have business meetings, I just need to have more frequency. So they were very accommodating in adding that. It just makes it, you know, more attractive for people to use that flight.
That's a nice, comfortable plane, too, they're using.
Yeah, they use an ATR, which is a French plane. And it's a turboprop, which, you know, turns a lot of people off. If you haven't flown a turboprop in the last 10 years, I think most people wouldn't even know that they're on one. They're very comfortable, very quiet. It really is a nice aircraft. I've flown on it myself on that Aeromar flight, and it's really people should not look at that as, well, I'm not going to fly it because it's a turboprop. You really would be surprised at how comfortable an aircraft that is.
And I was on one of those ATRs down in French Polynesia, brand new ATR, and I'm telling you, that was a comfortable flight that we were on down in the South Pacific. That aircraft had surprisingly a lot of legroom, and also when you stand up, you're not going to hit the top of your head. It was comfortable
exactly.
Flight.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I think the, some of the smaller airlines also aren't, haven't been as aggressive in moving the seats closer together. So,
yeah.
besides the fact that it's just a comfortable aircraft, I think in most cases you're also going to get a little better leg room even than you would on most of the main carriers that we see here in the U.S.
Indeed. We've got more to talk about when it comes to Tucson Air Service with Dick Grunzel. And we will talk with Dick after we take our break, 790-2040. If you have any questions or comments, we'd be happy to entertain those. We'll be right back.
Summer reading is free and fun at the Pima County Public Library. Visit library.pima.gov to find your next favorite book and browse hundreds of activities and special events just for kids now through July 15th. Dream big this summer. Visit your local library or library.pima.gov to find out how.
This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Thursday, we'll meet the new president of the University of Arizona, plus our monthly visit with Dr. Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes is the executive director of the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI. We've got our worldwide live listening, our podcast and show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Dick Runzel is with us from the Tucson Airport Authority. Dick is Chief Financial Officer. We're talking about, this is our quarterly air service update on the Buckmaster Show. Let's talk, we've been talking about service that's either resumed or has resumed. Let's talk about some of the domestic and international air service initiatives that you folks continue to push for.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Bill, I mean, we work very hard talking with, you know, any airline that we can, you know, get in front of, you know, year round in terms of adding new service, and obviously working closely with our partners like Visit Tucson, City of Tucson. You know, so one of the initiatives is, you know, Aeromar flight to Hermosillo is great, but we'd like to have more. You know, I was fortunate enough to be able to accompany the mayor, Mayor Rothschild, to Obregon a couple of months ago. And of course, you know, the mayor is a big, you know, advocate of working with the people in Mexico. So while we were there, we were able to meet with another regional Mexican airline. And so, you know, various, you know, different ideas about what's the best, you know, next best city to start service in Mexico. So we talked about Obregón, there's talk about Los Mochis, but I think, you know, the exciting thing for a lot of people in Tucson beyond that is there was also discussion of where the flight would go beyond that. Los Cabos, came up. So,
yeah, that seems like a natural, because if you look at a map, I mean, it is a straight line south to Cabo.
Right.
I mean, you could do that in a jet in about an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, and the airline we talked to flies, you know, the small regional jets. So, you know, you could get to, you know, one of these cities in Sonora or Sinaloa, you know, in an hour, mm-hmm. and then from there another 45 minutes and you're in Cabo.
Right.
And, you know, it's just tough right now for people in Tucson to get to places like Cabo, Puerto Vallarta, Cancun, because you just have to, you know, just kind of go out of the way
to
make
like,
a connection.
You can go up to Phoenix. You know, American will get you, connect you to Cabo or Puerto Vallarta through Phoenix. But again, it going north to go south eventually, it's kind of bugs you a little bit.
Exactly, even though it's not that far.
Or going over to LAX, which is basically going to take you, again, not in the...
Or Dallas.
Or Dallas.
Or Houston.
Yeah. So that's really out of the way. So that's got to be on the radar screen. That's good news about Cabo.
Definitely. So Canada, you know, is certainly one of those destinations that we've been working on for a long time. So we continue to explore all those possibilities. You know, I mean, there's, again, I mean, take your pick, Vancouver, Calgary, Toronto are all, I think, destinations that could support, you know, probably a couple of flights a week, especially during the busy season. You know, when, you know, during the winter and early spring in Tucson, when the Canadians just love to come and play golf and sit by the pool in the sun. So, you know, we continue to work on all of those. I mean, domestically, of course, Washington, D.C. is probably our top East Coast priority, along with getting the New York service reinstated. San Jose, we talked about earlier, Oakland, Orange County, another priority. And, you know, we do have active discussions going with, in most cases, multiple airlines to start service to these destinations. So, you know, I think, you know, obviously nothing imminent at this point, but those are all, I think, realistic possibilities that we could really see in the next year or two.
Yeah, WestJet, which is based up in Calgary, is a huge growth story in the aviation industry. They've actually got some big jets that they have ordered and I think will be arriving. They're going to do Europe now on WestJet out of Calgary. But they do this daily flight into Phoenix, and it's the seat capacity on that thing is usually full.
Yeah,
certainly in the winter time.
You're right, and you know, it's, and Air Canada as well has started. You know, they've got their kind of leisure unit called Air Canada Rouge,
mm-hmm.
And they basically fly Canadians to sun destinations during the winter. You know, you've also got an airline called New Leaf that just started in Canada not too long ago, which is kind of more or less copying the model of Allegiant. Ultra-low-cost carrier, very cheap fares, and again, bringing people to leisure travelers to sun destinations. So, you know, we actively talk to all of them, and it's just a matter of, you know, hitting the, you know, the right time where an airline has a strategy to, you know, to increase their destinations to places that Canadians want to come to, which we know they want to come to Tucson.
And Phoenix has struggled with this, trying to get more than just the one daily British Air flight out of London. They have struggled. They finally scored with Concorde is not coming back, but they did score out of Germany, getting some service out of there. But and I did read, Dick, that Phoenix was one of the largest population areas in the United States that really was so underserved with European flights.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, it's kind of, you know, makes you scratch your head. I mean,
huge population area here in Arizona, really underserved
right.
for the European market.
And by extension, you know, Tucson, you know, I think especially when you talk about the kind of model that some of these European carriers have, like Condor,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there are other ones as well that we've talked to. There's another one called TUI who, you know, is not so much an airline as much as they are a travel company.
Mm-hmm.
And they essentially come to a place like Arizona and they just take over 100 or 150 rooms at a resort for, let's say, a 3 or 4 month time period.
Hmm.
And so they just fly the planes in order to get people, you know,
right.
to the hotel,
right.
You know, mainly from Europe, although the added advantage is once you have that flight, now the people who live in Tucson would be able to obviously fly to Europe as well. So that kind of thing is certainly not out of the realm of possibility for us either.
And Norwegian Air is a huge growth carrier now in Europe. They've just, they're going to open up Las Vegas, may already have opened up Las Vegas to Scandinavia. That's something that should be on our radar screen too.
Absolutely. And, you know, the, you know, they're more or less concentrating kind of on the East Coast at this point, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, they definitely are in a growth mode. And, you know, as they, you know, continue that, I'm sure, you know, it'll definitely be something that we'll be able to talk with them about.
All right. So the airport's looking good. The construction, as you mentioned, the retail coming online. And Ryan Field, the restaurant, for folks that don't know about that. got a restaurant opening.
Absolutely.
What is it called?
It's going to be called Richie's Cafe.
Okay.
But it's actually going to be the second Tucson location for the couple that owns the Happy Rooster Cafe over on the east side, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners may be familiar with. So we're really excited about it. It should be happening sometime in July. The previous restaurant operator decided not to, to renew the lease last October. And the really nice thing about it is, you know, we've invested about $150,000 in upgrades and renovations to the restaurant out there. So it's going to be a big improvement. It's going to look, you know, brand new, essentially, because it is going to be brand new.
Yeah.
And to have an experienced restaurant operator in there to take over, we're really excited about it.
All right, Dick Grunzel, we will look forward to visiting with you as things start to cool off in the early autumn here in Tucson, and hopefully you'll bring us some more good news. Thank you, Dick.
All right, thank you, Bill.
12:30 on the Buckmaster Show. The second highest elected official in the state of Arizona is on the live line and waiting, and we will get to Michelle Reagan after we hear from the great folks who sponsor the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back. The excitement is building for the grand opening in 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective, featuring regional, national, and international news, local opinion, and views from top national columnists, business and technology news, auto reviews, books, and the box office, plus sports and a look back at the Old West. The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over at Green Things. 13 acres of pure gardening heaven for you. 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Everything you need for your garden. Go to greenthingsaz.com for more information. Jan and Jack, the owners, do a fabulous job over there. Let's go up to the state capitol and speak on our live line with Michelle Reagan. Michelle is the Secretary of State for the state of Arizona. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing very well. How was that trip? I understand you had a nice little vacation over in France.
I did. I had a friend get married in France, and there was about 40 of us that flew out, and I'll tell you, probably the nicest bride ever. She put us all up in a chateau in the Loire Valley, all of us together. It reminded me going back to you know, college days when we all lived together and shared everything.
Did you say there were 40 of you?
40 of us flew, yes, out there different times, and then 30 of us stayed in the chateau with her before she got married. So it was pretty, hey, that's the way to do a wedding, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Something
I mean,
to be said for getting married when you're older.
Yeah, that sounds like it was a great trip. What's this about the Russians and perhaps hacking into, I think, over 20 states' voter registration file? Was Arizona included in that?
Well, they tried to get into our voter registration system in June of last year, so about a year ago. From right now, actually. We were alerted that there had been a computer that had been hacked, and that computer was tied to a voter registration system in one of our counties. So we were fortunate that our system held up, even though this particular county's computer got hacked. They didn't get into the big system. But they were trying to, it appears, get or look at or steal or alter. We have no idea, and I think that's the really scary part, is that voter data. They were successful in Illinois, and now it's coming to light, apparently, that besides Arizona and Illinois, there were a lot of other states that were probed. So what did they do in these states? Did they take information? Were they successful? We're just happy they weren't successful in Arizona.
Do we have a pretty secure system, in your opinion?
We had a secure enough system to withstand these hackers that the FBI, you know, publicly said that they were hackers coming from somewhere in Russia last year. But then since then, we've also upgraded a bunch of things. So some of the protocols that we have in place now that I can tell you about are having multiple ways when you're going to log into the voter database. So for instance, instead of now just using a password, you have to also have a key fob on you so that the computer is reading a external device and then also entering in your password. Things like that make it a lot harder to be hacked. Of course, the hackers are always up in their game every day, so
yeah.
It's hard to stay one step ahead of them, but we've taken a number of measures to enhance even what we had last year.
Michelle Reagan is with us, Secretary of State in Arizona, and if you'd like to join in the conversation, 790-2040. A couple of weeks ago, one of the Arizona Republic writers, not a big fan of Michelle Reagan. Boy, that was, he particularly came after you.
Yeah, you know, I read that actually while I was in France, and it was cruel. It wasn't Yeah, I could go on and point out what parts were factual or not factual, but at the end of the day, it was just a cruel, it was nasty. And I found, I think that's what I found to be the most sad, was how nasty now media, print media seems to be getting from some of these bigger publications. You know, we send stuff out about all the time about some of the amazing things that the Secretary of State's office is doing. Local papers are really great about picking those things up and giving balance. Radio certainly has been wonderful in getting our message out to some of the products that we're you know, coming up with, because we want taxpayers to be using the stuff that we come up with. And so, but I'll tell you, the paper that wrote that column has not written or printed one of the press releases that we've sent them over the last 3 years. Not one. And I could prove that. So, I mean, it's, and then, you know, on top of that, to write something that was kind of so, I mean, I get it. If somebody doesn't like me, that's certainly their right to like me or not like me. But that was just a very cruel form of writing that it turned a lot of people off, quite frankly.
Were there some things there that you would like to kind of state that were way off base, kind of some of the facts?
Yes, I mean, probably the biggest thing is this misconception, and of course, fortunately, this didn't happen in Pima County, but in Maricopa County, you know, there was a big problem with the March election, the presidential preference election last year, and it was horrible for voters in Maricopa County. But there's such a big distinction between what the Secretary of State's office does and can do versus what the county recorders do. So a lot of the, you know, when do you get your ballot, where do your voter ID cards, all those things, those are coming from your county recorders. And it seems that even the media doesn't really grasp the difference that the Secretary of State's office, although I have a lot to do with elections, I'm in charge of the bigger picture, the campaign finance, the lobbyists, the things that are not those day-to-day problems that we saw last year. And so, you know, we're all in it together. And so, you know, certainly if one of us makes a mistake, it's like we're all making a mistake. But I really feel like the media, the print media, is not really pointing out in a lot of instances there's some things that are completely beyond your control. And, you know, it's been, they've really shown, the Republic has really, really shown that they really are still sore, I think, that the person that ran against me last time didn't win.
So you think
they couldn't make that any more obvious.
You think that might have been what was kind of perhaps driving some of this piece?
I don't know. I'm all for, if I do something wrong, call me on it. Absolutely. I am not perfect. I will never be perfect. But to this line that they seem to have picked up, where everything is a disaster and we can do nothing right, that's just not reality. And that's not a fair narrative. You know, and I've read some unfair things, but again, I'm going to go back to what this Abe guy wrote. I think his name is Abe Quoke, was cruel. And it was definitely, there was personal in there. And I don't know what his personal feelings are, and I really don't care, but I don't think that's fair to readers, because that's just all opinion.
Has he met you? Did he talk with you before this piece?
I've met him once.
But he didn't talk to you.
Over a year ago.
Talk to you before he wrote this piece.
Oh, gosh, no. I wasn't even in the country.
Yeah.
There was no fact in that column that he wrote.
And he didn't reach out to anybody even in the office to try to...
I don't know.
Yeah. Wow.
No. It was slow news day. Take a swipe and see what. But honestly, Bill, what was interesting was the number of calls I received, even from people that, you know, have not been huge fans. So certainly fans of mine, but then also people who might not be huge fans that were so turned off by that because it was so obnoxious what he wrote.
Yeah. Let's go to our live line. Alan would like to speak with the Secretary of State, Michelle Reagan. Alan, go ahead.
Hello, Ms. Reagan. Hello, Ellen. I have a question regarding the hacking that you were talking about. And an understanding that a true hacker can not only hack where they're from, but they can appear anywhere. You made a statement that the hacking was from Russia. Is that an assumption or is that a provable fact? That's kind of what I'd like to know.
Okay.
Well, and Alan, thank you. That is a great question. I'm only repeating information that was given to me by the FBI, because when this happened, we had the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security for the state, a cyber attack squad, and the Department of Administration. All of us came together to try to determine what exactly had happened, and then did they do any damage. It was released by the FBI in a report that this was actors that were using a server in Ukraine, and that they even had the names of the two hackers, which they said were known Russian hackers. In fact, one thing I found very kind of disturbing was they rate these hackers, and the ones that apparently tried to get Arizona were rated an 8 out of 10. So on the hacking scale or in the hacker world, they were very good hackers, and they were known, and they were being watched by the FBI.
Yeah, and it's interesting you mentioned Ukraine, which apparently this latest hacking incident is coming from that, where they're demanding, in effect, ransom from these corporations all over the world.
Yeah, locking their systems.
Locking
down
the systems.
Bitcoin.
Very sophisticated hacking system, apparently. It's coming from the Ukraine. Michelle Reagan, please stick around. Let's do another segment with you. But right now we're going to take a break, and we're going to listen to, and hopefully you will patronize our listeners, will patronize the people who support the Buckmaster Show and give them your support. We'll be right back. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant. Named after the classic New Orleans cocktail, Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See us soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Summer reading is free and fun at the Pima County Public Library. Visit library.pima.gov to find your next favorite book and browse hundreds of activities and special events just for kids now through July 15th. Dream big this summer. Visit your local library or library.pima.gov to find out how.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's only about a three-hour drive to Silver City. Would be a great weekend getaway. It's cooler over there. There's no doubt about it. It's at the 5 to 7,000 foot elevation. Here in Tucson, we're at about 25 to 3,000 feet. So it's going to be cooler. And it's greener right now because the rains have come to the Gila National Wilderness. That's a beautiful area of the southwestern United States. Go to their website, southwestnewmexico.org. They have the full listing of the many great places to stay and the many things to do in Silver City. Michelle Reagan, Arizona Secretary of State, is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Michelle, what is the update on filing electronically for candidates?
Well, the filing portal we're going to be opening up on Friday, and I was just calling some different legislators asking them if they wanted to be some of our first test people, because of course we know that you know, we can test it all we want in-house, but until it's actually tested by candidates and people that are going to actually be using the system, that's how we're going to know that we for sure have all the bugs out. So Friday, we're going to, you know, release it to everyone and see what works great and what maybe we can improve on.
Well, how will it work? Is it going to be pretty user-friendly?
Oh, yes. In fact, what we built last year was incredibly user-friendly and was so popular that we're expanding on it this year. And that is where a candidate doesn't have to come in to file all this paperwork that you need to file to run for office. You can do now a lot of it online. And you create your own portal. So you have your own candidate portal where you go in and you enter in your own information. So if you want to have a statement on there, or if you want to put your website on there, the photo that you want to use. And then also, you can direct people to that so that they can electronically sign your petition. Now, that petition signing process, that's been around for a while, but what we're doing now is expanding that to local jurisdictions. So you won't just be able to sign just for governor or secretary of state or your legislator. People will be able to sign now for people running for city council, for people running for water boards. everyone will have this capability. Now, mapping that and getting that all configured was quite a process. And so, you know, we're excited to start using it and see, again, what parts of it are working really great and what parts do we still need to clean up. There's really no way to get this perfect without people starting to use it.
And that will be, the rollout will be on Friday?
Yeah, we're hoping for Friday.
Tomorrow.
We set an internal deadline for June 30th, so mm-hmm. We'll see. You know, that's what we're all shooting for, and I know my IT staff has been working nights and weekends to get this going. And then, of course, our next big project after that is the campaign finance See the Money project. So
always something happening here.
790-2040. If you have a question or comment for Michelle Reagan, let us know. People don't understand, I don't think, how the wide scope of the Secretary of State's office. We've talked in the past, the museum that you have at the Capitol. You're also involved with trademarks and trade. Most people have no idea that that goes on at your office.
And most people don't realize that we oversee the state library system, so 220 state libraries around the state.
Wow.
And then the archives, which is a 100,000 square foot building that keeps the history of Arizona. So, in fact, we just forged a partnership with Iron Mountain that Iron Mountain is digitizing 200,000 boxes of stuff of Arizona history so that people don't have to go to the archives building, make an appointment with an archivist to see the stuff that belongs to them. So you'll be able to access it online from anywhere in the world. These are just a few of the things we've rolled out this year that have gone off without a hitch, have been incredibly successful, and our customers seem to love it.
Well, and again, it gets back to a kind of a misunderstanding that all your office does is worry about elections.
Yeah, well, elections is an important part of what we do, but believe it or not, it's actually one of the smaller parts of the Department of State. So I have 160 employees, and 9 of them are in the elections division. So
Whoa.
That kind of gives you an idea of just how big and how much other stuff we do.
Give us an update since we lost our friend, our mutual friend, Dr. Jack August, who passed far too early. But he was so involved with really helping you at the State Museum. What's been going on there?
Well, we have the Jack August was going to do for us before he passed away was completely reinvigorate our Capitol Museum. In some states, a Capitol Museum is a destination for adults, and this is this one is lovely, but it seems that we get a lot more school kids going through it than adults, and we'd like both.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going to be updating all of the exhibits. We have things in our archive collection that people have never seen, like the robe that Sandra Day O'Connor wore, the phone that she took the phone call on from President Reagan, things from Governor Castro, just amazing items. And we were going to be redoing all these old kind of tired exhibits and putting in the stuff that we thought people would really enjoy seeing. After he passed away, one of his number two went forward with everything, and she's got some amazing exhibits going on there that, again, people really seem to like. And I think probably the most popular one has been the Fife Symington room, which is a complete replica of what Fife Symington's office was when he was governor. And it's the real stuff because it was found in a storage locker just last year about this time.
And Jack was going through all of the Symington files. And I know the last time I talked with Jack, he was so excited about the material that he had on the Symingtons.
Well, one of the things that we've discovered about former Governor Symington was his family lineage goes all the way back to the Frick family in the East Coast. Mm-hmm. So very, very powerful family. And they had original letters from from some of the Fricks to the Symingtons. And all of that was kept by Fife Symington's mother. And so we have all that in a huge Louis Vuitton trunk that was also part of what was given to Jack August. So it's an amazing exhibit, and it's stuff that you're like, really? We have this in our little Capitol Museum? So definitely worth coming to see while it's still up.
Is that museum open just during the week? Are you open on weekends?
It's open on Saturdays as well, so it's free. Mm-hmm. It's free to come to the museum. It's free parking, and they're open generally. They bounce their hours around a bit, but generally 9 to 4. Monday to Friday, and then on Saturdays as well. It's shortened hours. I think they're open in the morning.
Some good gift ideas, too.
Oh, my gosh. We have such a great Capitol gift store, which is all online now, by the way. You know, that little store turned its first profit ever.
Hmm.
Yeah, because we upgraded everything that we sell and made it an online store as well. So you can go to AZ Capital Gifts and buy everything that's in the store. You can find it also on your cell phone.
All right. Secretary of State Michelle Reagan, thank you for spending a half an hour with us during your lunch hour. I appreciate it.
Oh, it was fun getting to hear your voice again. Let's talk soon.
We will. Thank you. Michelle Reagan is the Secretary of State for the state of Arizona, joining us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. That's going to wrap it up for our edition, the Buckmaster Show, the Wednesday edition of Buckmaster, our midweek edition. Tomorrow at noon, we will we'll hear from Dr. Victoria Mazes, our health contributor, one of two dozen contributors on a regular basis to this program. Dr. Mazes heads up the Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona. Then at 12:30, I will meet for the first time, and I will introduce you, our listeners, to the new president. Dr. Robbins will be here, the new president of the University of Arizona, my first interview with him. That's coming up tomorrow at 12:30. So a very full hour, as usual, on the Buckmaster Show. Coming up this afternoon, Mike Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. Wake Up Tucson tomorrow, 6 to 9. On behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.